welcome to episode 117 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez, and with me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
The Titans, they are falling.
Gabe, Philbin.
The Titans are more attacking than falling, but, you know.
Whatever.
To each their own, I guess.
Yeah.
And back from the dead, Dylan Roush.
Ruffles have ridges.
They do. They do.
Dylan's first comment in, is this 2 weeks now you've been gone?
It's about potato chips.
Don't know.
Maybe. Well, it's been 2 weeks since your last showing. Yes. And that's the first bit of wise knowledge we get out of you.
Right.
That Ruffles most certainly do have ridges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so what would you rather me talk about? Poop?
Nah. That's okay.
Tractors? Cool. I've got tractors on my screen.
And you've got tractors on the mind.
Tractors and Blanca.
Well, Javi likes the Blanca video. Everybody knows exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yep.
Who cares?
Certainly I don't.
So me. Gabe.
So me.
Gabe.
Yeah, what's up, baby?
Gabe.
How you living?
So what? What's happening this week? What happened this week? What happened? where am I?
Borderlands 3 is apparently not being made, despite previous rumors. Because there was that one interview with Anthony Birch where he said that Borderlands 3 is in the process of being made, like right now. But Randy Pitchford's doppelganger, talking is hard. Said that they're actually working on two new IPs instead, which everyone knows how well that turned out when they tried it before.
What, with Borderlands?
No.
Which was a giant success?
Aliens is not a new IP.
Yeah, Aliens is not a new IP.
For video games, it is.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
For that no, video it's game. Not. I'm done. I'm going to...
So, Ryan, what really happened this week?
Remember when they made Duke Nukem, that new IP, Duke Nukem? And it went really bad.
I'm just going to mute my video microphone.
Well, I mean, it's a brand new video game. I've never made a Duke Nukem video game before. It used to just be a book.
I want to die now.
The book was way better. The Duke Nukem book was way better than the game.
Yeah, they didn't really, like, round out the Duke character.
Mm-hmm. Not enough strippers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys. I'm stupid, I get it. I live with this every day and you have to rub it in.
We have to put up with it for an hour and a half once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're going to get last time emails about bullying Gabe.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one cares enough for that. They enjoy it.
We're going to print them out and ball them up and throw them at Gabe.
So really, you'll be bullying.
Yeah,
Gabe,
really. The more anti-bullying emails you send us, the more Gabe
you're
will get bullied.
You're being proactive in my persistent bullying. So since that one got totally fucked up, have you guys seen this Harmonix game?
I saw Chroma? Some posts about it, but I didn't get to watch the game in action. So tell me.
Well, it didn't show the game in action much either. It was
like a CG pre-rendered trailer.
Oh.
But it is a first-person shooter that is a musical based, or like a, they call it a musical hybrid, or the first-person shooter musical hybrid.
Hmm.
So, your guns shoot music. So this one guy in this trailer, shooting dubstep, and then this other girl shoots classical music, and she wins.
So
take that, Skrillex. Beethoven beat your ass down.
So is it rhythm based?
It seems like you make the rhythm.
Hmm.
But yeah, it's kind of unclear how exactly it works, other than you fight with music.
Okay.
And guns.
See, what I had in
music guns, really boomboxes.
Yeah, so like the dubstep gun in Saints Row 4.
Hmm. Let's see. What I was envisioning was something kind of like that indie game Curse of the Necro Dancer, where you had to like mm-hmm. take a step to the beat. And so I just imagine like a first person shooter with like a very soft like do do like just a beat going, and you fired your weapon to the beat, and if you kept a combo going, your gun would get more powerful. That's what I imagined, but I guess that's not what that is.
Well, it might be. You know, the only thing we really have is that trailer.
I'm excited to shoot fart noises at people.
That is music in the right context.
I know. I listen to Space Oddity.
The multiplayer class-based Arena Gunner for PC has that harmonix music twist with bullets on a beat and finding the flow in the music, activating jump pads for easier arena traversal. All right.
That sounds similar to what I suggested.
Damn, Javi, do you work at harmonix?
I should.
Mm-hmm. He should. He's very good at telling them what they're working on.
Yep.
It's different guns and different comics. Characters. Different guns and different characters fire different tunes. So you can assemble whole teams dedicated to improvisational jazz.
Oh, sweet.
Says Polygon. So I don't know. After I watched the trailer, I said I'll bite. Like, I think that looks kind of cool.
Yeah, we can each have different farts.
That'll be great.
It's definitely something different.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
you can't argue with that.
So I guess
so. How do you feel
about you guys? I'm pretty sure that my internet is dragging its feet here. So carry on, and I'll be back.
Okay.
Until next time.
What's he got going on over there? Is he downloading all of Titanfalls?
No, he doesn't care about Titanfall. So Ryan, what'd you do this week?
This weekend?
Yeah, this week.
This week, over the past week.
Yeah.
Tell
me how it was. How you living?
It was good, and I have a job, so I had to go there. They make me go there.
And they never let you leave.
I did all right. I did all right. I went and saw The Sword in concert. That was pretty baller.
Baller time.
Yeah. Got thrashed around in a mosh pit a lot. Mm-hmm. So I'm all bruised up. That's cool.
Ryan enjoys pain.
Yeah. And I downloaded and played Titanfall on my Xbox One.
How was that?
It is pretty fantastic, what I've played so far.
It's what I've been hearing. I haven't got my hands on it yet. I will after we finish recording, though.
I guess what I was concerned about, because, I mean, I guess I didn't play it at PAX. I watched some people, and, you know, you read some things. But what I was concerned about was that it was going to fall into the MechAssault 2 trap of, like, MechAssault 2.
The famous MechAssault 2 trap of 1987.
Right. MechAssault 2 had a problem where... In the game, you had your mech, like, everyone started out on foot, and you could get, like, this battle armor, or you could hop up in a big mech, and everyone, you know, would run around, and you had the ability to hack, like, if you were in the battle armor, you could hack another mech, and it would eject the pilot and kill them, and then you could take over their mech. And the problem that they had with that was that they made it easier for the battle armor to hack a mech than for the pilot to counteract that, because it would bring up a little button prompt, and the guy trying to hack you and kill you always had the advantage. This was before it was really easy to patch games, so they never patched it or rebalanced it or did anything to fix it, and it basically just became a big everybody's trying to hack everybody clusterfuck, and it was completely unfun. And so I was kind of worried, you know, just watching some videos of Titanfall, like the ability to, like, climb on the back of it and all that, that we might be getting into the same thing. Of course, now they'd be able to balance it a little bit better with the way things run these days. But no, it's not like that at all, thank God. Everyone's Titan is, like, specific to them. So when you call in your Titan, you're the only person who can pilot it. Everyone else can just try to kill it. And it sets everything on a timer. And so you've got, like, 2 minutes from the start of the match, typically. I don't know what triggers the start of the construction of your Titan, but, you know, it'll usually start at 2 minutes, and then it counts down as you're playing, and then when you can call it in, you just bring it in. It looks really cool, man. You can see it, like, streaking in, all the fire, like a comet falling to the ground.
Falling from the sky.
Yeah, it's so, pretty. It's pretty awesome.
So you would say that the Titans do fall.
They do fall.
Shit.
And so, and so you can you know, once it hits the ground, it pops up a little shield around it, and you can hop in it just to, I guess, to keep people from trying to pick you off every time you call in a Titan. So you can hop into it, and then it's basically just ride it until it dies. And then
do you die with it?
It depends. You can eject. Mm-hmm. So if you eject, you don't die with it. But whoever kills the Titan gets points for that. They just don't get points for you. And you can fall down. I mean, I did last night, just like you saw that old preview trailer. Like, I ejected out and just came down on an enemy Titan and just destroyed it. By, like, you rip a little panel open on the back of its head and just start firing your machine gun into it until it dies. So that was pretty awesome. And if someone does that to you, what's that?
Is there anything they can do to get you off?
Yeah, just a quick handy.
The
no, you have to. If someone jumps on yours, you have to get out of your Titan, and you have to. I don't know. I'm not sure if as soon as you get out, it knocks them off, or if you have to get out and shoot them off.
Right.
But the cool thing is, you can get out of your Titan and kind of set it to remote, so it can follow you. It'll start attacking even if you're not in it. It'll just kind of do its own thing.
Oh yeah, yeah. They're drones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's always more fun to be in it though. And last night I played several matches with Fozzie. Mm-hmm. And yeah, man, it's really cool. Like
how Call of Duty-esque is it? Does it feel like Call of Duty?
No, not it didn't to me. Now, granted, I haven't gotten that far in the progression. I mean, the weapons are way different. I mean, I typically just use a standard assault gun, but there's an assassin class, and I think they're the ones that carry, like, it's a little pistol that can, like, lock on to multiple targets, and then you just, like, pull the trigger, and it kills them all instantly. But pilots, I guess I should say that it is 6-on-6, but there are AI combatants in the game as well, so each team has, like, random grunts that are just AI controlled that run around. All of those can be killed real easily. A pilot typically takes a lot more to kill. For instance, that little quick kill gun, it has to lock on to them like 6 times or something. Like, you have to hold the target hold the reticle over your target until all 6 of those things, like, lock onto the pilot, and then let go and it'll kill them. But, you know, it's a little bit harder to do that than with just the normal grunts. But I don't know. It doesn't feel very much like it, especially when the Titans start coming in. Once the first one hits the field and then multiple guys start getting in, I don't know. It takes on a much different dynamic. There's a lot more people. People tend to focus on them, and you're hiding in buildings and trying to fire rockets. Like, every soldier also has a Titan killing weapon. So you're not completely helpless against the Titan when you're on foot. But it's usually best to, like, try and hide somewhere and just assist your Titan. Like, whoever on your team might be in a Titan fighting an enemy Titan, it's always best to just hide somewhere and shoot. Because it's really easy to forget how easily you can be seen by a Titan, because they are so big, and you feel like you're just this little guy, and you're going to be sneaky.
They do have eyes.
Yeah, and you're going to be sneaky. No, you're not going to be sneaky. You are not sneaky at all. But I don't know, man. It's really cool, and I really like the kind of the way a Titan coming into battle changes everything up. And if you start to really, like, pound your opponent, you can get to a point where, you know, you've got a team of, like, four Titans and 2 guys against, like, all their guys just on the ground. And I don't know. It gets really fun. So
I gotta check it out.
Yeah.
I didn't know that everyone that signed up for the beta is now in it. If you signed up before, like, February 14th. But, they didn't email about that or anything. They didn't call or anything like that.
They didn't give you a call, Gabe?
No.
Respawn Entertainment didn't have their secretary call you up?
Thanks, Infinity Ward guy.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's Vince or other dude. Wes, is that his name?
I don't know.
That guy.
Yeah. But, man, it is fun. Yeah, I wish more of you guys had tried it out.
Try it out fucking after the podcast, Ryan. Christ.
Jeez, man. Oh, yeah, something else cool that they did is at the end of every match, like, basically it'll come down to, victory is declared before they end the match. I guess they give everyone chances to score some more final points. And so what they do is it'll, as you're going through, you'll start hearing, like, we're pushing them back, we're ahead by a little, we're ahead by a lot, we're routing it, whatever's happening. And then at the end, it'll pop up victory on your screen and defeat on the loser's screen. And then a dropship comes to pick up the enemy, or the losers, I guess. So a dropship will show up to pick up the defeated team. And at that point, everyone's respawns are turned off. So it's just you're running for your dropship, or you're trying to kill everyone before they get to their dropship. And I guess it's like an opportunity to score some final points, whether you win or lose. So that was kind of cool. It kind of makes the end of a match, even if you lost, it kind of adds a little bit of like tension and a possible reward to running towards your dropship. So that was kind of neat. But yeah, it's a lot of fun.
And that comes out
March 11th.
Oh, in March?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Why?
That's a lot sooner than I thought.
Yeah, March 11th.
Jeez, this beta is pretty late.
That's the other thing. It's run really smoothly.
Well, it better. It's a month out.
I didn't have any problems like connecting to games, staying connected to games. Like, it was
not sure how beta this is. Like, the game's already gold.
Yeah. Beta doesn't mean printing beta.
Titanfall's like Warhawk, right? Where the whole game's multiplayer.
Yeah,
I believe so. It's only multiplayer.
Mm. So in news that I was actually glad to hear, because I was kind of worried they wouldn't actually do it, is that Little Mac got confirmed for Smash Bros.
Yeah!
Woo!
And it's like finally a character that we didn't assume would be in it.
Well,
I mean, apart from like, original reveal, this is like the first that has been like, oh, cool.
He was such an obvious choice. Like, I was so upset that he was just a trophy in the last game.
Yeah, those trophies were such like cock pieces. Because
then you know that they thought about it and just didn't do it.
Yeah,
it's not that they forgot about Mac. They just
put his
care.
Model in the game, gave him a few moves, but you can't do anything.
His new model, or his model looks awesome.
Yeah, it does.
A lot better than he did in Brawl.
And Nintendo had a whole direct.
I hope they put the bike in there.
Put the what?
Bike, his training bike.
Oh yeah.
Maybe that'll be his like.
No, his Brawl final orb. Smash. He turns into what's his Big Mac? No.
He turns into bigger
into
Mac.
A hamburger.
He turns into that monster version of himself.
And Mario Kart H8 got a launch date, May 30th. So that's pretty cool. I'm hyped to play that with Javi.
Yeah.
at Javi's place.
Yeah. Can't wait to not buy that.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
And it's the trailer that was shown had a bunch of Koopalings.
Have they talked any more about the online play in that? I know they've done it right in the past on Mario Kart.
Mario
games.
Kart, yeah. So what we've learned with Nintendo is the less that they hype up the multiplayer, the online multiplayer, the better it will be. Because they hype the shit out of Brawl.
If they're talking about it a lot, it's going to be the worst.
And then Mario Kart Wii was there just like, hey, here's Mario Kart. Oh, look at that. There's multiplayer. And it was fine. It worked really well.
It was really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, you could even play 4-player co-op online. It was crazy.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. I don't get you, Nintendo. We don't have to talk about that again. Mario Kart 8, I think we've all said that out of Nintendo's E3 last year, this was the coolest looking thing. Yeah, it was the most next-gen looking.
I don't remember.
It's been a while since we've seen something on Mario Kart. But
it's going to come out, it's going to look worse.
No, it's got that like sheen to it. Everything's that's supposed to be shiny is shiny, and then like the colors are really vibrant, but they also like kind of have a glow to them. Everything looks very it looks cartoony but high def.
Like Mario Galaxy.
Sure.
It's not like Brawl where Mario's wearing fucking denim jeans.
Brawl looks really, or not Brawl, sorry, the new
That's
one.
That's the thing.
New one.
The
new
Mario's one pants have been denim this whole time.
We just couldn't see the definition.
Yeah.
They just made it one solid color. Yeah. No detail.
Yeah.
What is up with the new Smash Brothers? It's just called Super Smash Brothers Wii U and 3DS. Is that really what they're going for? Is that like what the game's called? Super Smash Brothers Wii U, Super Smash Brothers DS, 3DS? Is that their official names?
No, I have no idea.
Why don't they just make it like Super Fight?
Super Fight. I think it's taken.
Super Smash Brothers Super Fight.
Yeah.
Why not Nintendo All-Stars Battle Royale?
With cheese. Isn't that game actually free on PS Plus right now?
I wouldn't doubt it. It seemed like a huge train wreck.
I thought you were going to say, I don't care. Yeah. Which is also true.
Yeah.
I forgot that game existed.
I think Sony did too.
I don't know. I think that
game studio is already gone. Like Robot or whatever it is.
Yeah,
it's gone.
Yeah. I think that if they didn't fuck around and beat around the bush and just copied Smash Brothers, made the same game,
which everyone wanted.
Yeah, I think it would have been successful.
Yeah, I would have got it. Yep. You know, they had to try to do something else. Those doofuses.
Well, it just wasn't as fun. Like, okay, make the mode that you did the main mode, like how it plays by default, but then add Smash Brothers mode.
Yeah.
You ain't seeing this played at Evo.
Yeah, it's so bad.
And there was a new trailer for Bayonetta 2, which showed off some flashy things.
It showed off some of the deep storyline.
Yeah.
You mean the plot?
The plot.
I play that game for the plot.
And by that, he means her booty.
Which game are we talking about?
Bayonetta.
Oh.
Meh.
I still can't get over that Bayonetta 2 is a Wii U exclusive. Like, I remember when that happened, and everyone's like, Nintendo's back, baby, you know, they're fighting for us, and then they did nothing else.
And that's the only one, and it hasn't come out yet.
Isn't that weird? Like, why do that if it's just a one-off?
Yeah. Like, okay. Of all things, Bayonetta 2, not, like, Metroid.
Yeah, no shit.
I can't remember what podcast it was, but they were talking about how Nintendo half-asses some stuff, and it's...
Was it ours?
Frustrating.
Was it our podcast? Were you listening to old episodes of our podcast?
They do things that they've never done before that like makes everybody go, oh my god, like merging the 3DS and the Wii U accounts. It's like, whoa, right. But they half-assed it. Like, you should own the same games on both.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, it's, whoa, but also, why didn't you do this like a couple years ago?
Yeah, well, of course.
Like, as soon as the Wii U came out.
But they still haven't done it. You know what I mean? Like, right. You still... I bought all these NES and Super NES games on my Wii U. I'm going to just go ahead and let those go. But I could buy them again on the Wii U. Sorry, I meant Wii when originally. But I could buy them again on the Wii U. And even though my Wii U account and my 3DS account are linked, I can't play those same NES games on my 3DS. I would have to buy
them
twice.
So even if you buy them now after they're linked, it won't work?
Yeah,
it won't give them to you on both.
They're separate.
That's fucking stupid,
isn't it?
So they still did it wrong. Like that's the whole point of linking them.
Yes, exactly.
Jesus. Wow. No, I guess I hadn't really bought anything and noticed since they did that.
And no matter how hard we try, we always end up talking about how stupid Nintendo is. Without fail.
It's per easy.
Yeah, it is.
Well, and like Ryan said, that Nintendo Direct was one thing that was good news, the Little Mac is in Smash Brothers, and then the rest was boring.
Like the Mario Kart 8 trailer looked good, but the characters they announced were a bunch of Koopalings.
Mm-hmm.
Who fucking cares?
They're artists who didn't have to do much work. All right, just put a bow on top of this one. All right, that's the next one.
I'm curious.
Make the bow a different color. There's the next one.
Nailed it.
What is stopping them from making Nintendo Kart next? Like, Mario kind of limits you. You could just have a Smash Brothers with the same engine as Mario Kart.
Like, I was going to say, like, Diddy Kong Racing, but that's not right. I was, like, thinking that, you know, like, you could have Fox, but he'd be in, like, a little airship.
You mean an R-Wing? Well,
Fox could,
I mean,
be, in, Fox
fuck
could
you.
Be in a tank when they're on the ground.
The tank's not as cool as the R-Wing, though.
Well, that's something they could probably borrow from Diddy Kong Racing, where you can...
Let's give Star Fox to Gearbox so that it'll be a new IP.
This is our new podcast, Game Over Nation.
New
IP
game.
Podcast.
We just guess what game is going to Gearbox next for them to butcher.
and then say fuck you, game.
Yeah, for them to start.
Gearbox is starting the new IP of Metroid and Star Fox. Those are their two new IPs.
Will we see Metroid on the Wii U?
God, you know, I'm starting to think maybe not. Because you would think that would be something they would have pulled out by now and been like, hey, it's coming. Mm-hmm. Like, they're struggling.
And
that would be something that would get people at least a little bit excited. And
I watched this Star Fox retrospective last night, and they mentioned a quote from Miyamoto about Star Fox 64 3DS. Mm-hmm. And he said, if this game does not meet sales expectations, that's the end of the franchise.
That's,
and it's like,
such an asshole thing to say.
It's like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, and what's crazy about that is that Star Fox Assault, although it was mediocre, it sold really, really well. And
well, it's like, an asshole thing to say on top of that because, like,
you haven't given
it
enough chances.
Yeah, you didn't make anything new. You just brought out the same game, and if it doesn't meet sales expectations, you're killing the franchise. But it's a game we all already played. Mm-hmm. Like. Mm-hmm. And you shouldn't be expecting that to carry the franchise. You need to make new games in that franchise. Like, it's one thing to keep rehashing your franchises. It's another to rehash the exact same game of that franchise and expect it to move the franchise forward.
And the same, I mean, F-Zero GX really didn't sell well. And I think that's because of how weird it looked. They didn't market it the right way. But it was fucking awesome. It was really good. And Nintendo just basically... has said that F-Zero didn't perform well, we're probably not going to make another F-Zero. And it's like, you fucking idiots, man. Like, god damn it.
Well, and then it's the to top it off, everything we just said, and then not only are they're killing off franchises and not bringing us any new ones.
Yes, exactly.
Like, you're killing off the franchises that you say are underperforming, but you're also not developing any new ones.
And they're not learning. It seems like they're not taking anything from that. Like, they're not learning from, like, why they underperformed.
They're not learning from their failures.
Yeah, the problem is clearly the IP, you know, and not the marketing or who developed it, you know,
or the system that's underpowered.
Right. Exactly.
Or the system that has fragmented them completely out of the third party market.
Like, oh, Metroid Prime was really successful in Western markets, but then Metroid Other M was a disaster. Well, it's
so
clearly not Team Ninja.
Cancel the franchise.
It's clearly just this completely different game with
it's
this really stupid story.
Nobody likes Metroid anymore, obviously.
Yeah, well, and like I said, the thing that scared me about the fact, like, thinking about it might not show up on this console is the fact that it didn't show up on the N64 at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that, there was no Metroid game there. It was on the GameCube, and carried into the Wii. But it's not like they haven't skipped a generation, you know.
Dude, it's on the 3DS. It's just the Game Boy Advance game.
Isn't it weird that we haven't had a proper Metroid on the DS? We got Hunters, that mediocre first-person shooter game, and then you had Pinball.
Right.
And then they just ignored that whole console, the DS. And so I don't know if they're going to try a Metroid game on the 3DS. But
right. Yeah, they're... Oh, man, I don't know what they're doing.
So in an update to the Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes story, it's, I'm reading this little headline here that says it takes 2 hours to complete campaign. That's only 10% complete of the game.
Is it? But
so you can beat the game at 10% complete?
Yep.
Yeah, so there's like side missions at the but ass, like, I guess.
I imagine.
And people are like tweeting really good things about it.
Yeah, I'm sure it's good.
Yeah.
But I imagine a part of the percentage might be something like collect all the dog tags and just like menial things like that.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, game length. Shut up, dog. Dogs are getting real barky in my building. It must be the day after tomorrow. Jake Gyllenhaal and Dennis Quaid are about to show up, run this town.
Dennis Quad.
Dennis Quad. Oh, lordy. Man, so Javi, what did you do this week?
I beat Spec Ops The Line.
How was that?
It was good. It's a competent third-person shooter. But, like, the real interesting part about the game is kind of its commentary on the kind of game it's pretending to be. It's kind of, it brings up questions about what is actually, what it actually means to like kill people, and how it's kind of twisted that people get a thrill out of simulating it in video games. Of course it's not like that blunt. It's not like it doesn't like, look, the characters don't look right at the camera and start talking to the player, but there is a lot of that, like, making you uncomfortable and knowing it. The interesting thing is that I went into this, and I think you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't, like, know what this game is about beforehand, because I went into this game already knowing about it and knowing what it's trying to do, so I was just kind of, like, going into it and, like, trying to appreciate everything that it did. But I think the best way to get that is, or to like experience it, is to just expect a bland Call of Duty clone and just play it and then go, holy shit, whoa, this is not what I was thinking. You know, that's probably the best way to enjoy it. But that would be impossible for me, because I would have picked it up, played maybe an hour or so, and been like, yeah, this is exhausting. Like, this is dumb. Because, like, not until about halfway through does it start to really get dark and really start, I don't know, being questionable what you're doing. And also, it gets really visually interesting, which I didn't expect either. I expected it to be just very drab and brown the whole time, but then you start going into these, like, black room or black light rooms with, like, crazy shit painted on the walls and neon lights, and then you start, like, you keep descending. That's a cool theme to the game, too, is that you're never going upwards. You're always, always, always going down.
Because you're in Dubai, right?
Yeah, but it doesn't even make sense. Like, you shouldn't be able to keep descending. Like, you can still see the sky, even though you went into a pit in the middle of the city. And then, like, and it never shows you come up from the pit. It's just the next thing you know, like, it's like, go down some more, and you're outside again. So it's, I don't know, there's a lot of themes there of descending into hell or into your subconscious. And I don't know, it's really cool. There's a lot of stuff to appreciate to the game, but as a game in and of itself, it's okay. It's mediocre. But
step your game up, Spec Ops.
It's full of you want to eat pits.
a lot of what I'm saying is borrowed from the extra credits episode about the game, and they mentioned that, you know, the game isn't very fun, and that a lot of it might have been from budgetary constraints, and that's probably why they made the game they did in the first place, is they're probably like, what can we do with the budget we have, what can we do with the talent we have, and they're probably like, what if we made a game that intentionally doesn't feel right? And it kind of does work, like, when you think about it, the game, it's functional, you can play it, you can shoot and aim, but it's not polished. Something feels off, and that's kind of what they're getting at in the first place, is that your character's off and what you're doing is not right. So It's kind of cool when you think about it.
Just like Uncharted.
Yes. It's just like Uncharted.
A murder
Nathan Drake
machine,
is actually
murder
suffering.
Machine that doesn't feel quite right when you aim it.
Yep.
Who let this old guy take care of this 15-year-old?
You talking about Ryan?
No.
Ryan and Harris?
Ryan and Harris is pretty much Sully and Drake.
Speaking of Drake, Javi and I took a little trip down memory lane this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Played the fuck out of some Uncharted 3.
I love that game. I wasn't one of you naysayers that was like, this game sucks now. Because you guys played without me once. And then all I heard from all of you was, just, it's awful. It's the worst.
It was
pretty terrible.
But like that was like right when they introduced the hats. And I don't know, maybe they fixed something with the hats because the hats were really broken when they brought them out because they gave like stupid stat changes. It's like, hey, your blind fire is like 1% less, but at least your bullets are twice as effective.
Mm.
So.
It was terrifying.
And since then, they've also made the game free. Mm-hmm. So you can download the multiplayer for free if you want. And so there's a lot more noobs playing. Like we're jumping in the games and we're like, oh my god, our levels are higher than some of these people. Which
what?
Scrubs.
Which we never saw before.
Which didn't happen in The Last of Us.
Yeah.
When we played that and got kind of rolled.
The Naughty Dog's
until, like, the last match.
Yeah.
Naughty Dog's multiplayer is full of people who are dedicated to the multiplayer.
Yeah.
And it's not fun.
Well, like, Last of Us, we were doing pretty well, like, most games, and then there was one game that, like, it wouldn't end because the other team didn't want it to end. Like, they had such an advantage over us.
Because the mode we were playing.
Yeah, like, the mode we were playing, you had to, it was kind of like, confirmed kill, and then, like, capture the flag, I guess, where you, like, down a guy in Last of Us. Like, so you, like,
it's more like
down
territories
him.
Where you have to stand in a spot and cover.
So you down a guy, and then you have to go up to him and quote-unquote interrogate him, which is just slamming his head into the ground, but it takes a few seconds. And if you get killed whilst
too.
Slamming your head in the ground, or while slamming their head in the ground, it's an incomplete interrogation, and it doesn't count.
You need five of them.
Yeah. And the other team, they got these, like, boom, 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 boom. Like five downs, five interrogations.
Immediately. They like wiped out our whole squad and interrogated all of us, and they were done. Yeah. And we were like, fuck.
And they go up to the safe, which is what getting the five interrogations unlocks. And they go up to that, and then you have to just, like, sit there and, like, what do you, like, just hold triangle?
Everybody, your rest of your team is supposed to defend you while one of your players unlocks the safe, which takes.
And they do that, and there's three steps to that, and they do two of them. And then after they did that second step, and they're two-thirds of the way there, just like, wait a second, we can just fucking rock these guys and get so many resources. And for the next 20 minutes, we spawned and died.
Yep.
And spawned and died. And spawned and was like, hey, we downed him! And I died.
Yeah.
Interrogate him! Oh, I died.
That game sounds awesome.
See, well, Gabe was very, like...
I was not happy.
He was not having it. And me, I was like, all right, this is a chance for myself to, like, get better at this game. These guys are clearly really good at it. And I want to... This is a chance... Oh, try again, try again, try again. See what you got to do to, like, outsmart them. So I was, like, kind of into it. I'm like, I got, like, two of them down or something, you know? So...
Yeah, but fuck you.
All right. So I don't know. I was like, fuck these guys. Let's get good enough to take them down. But Gabe's like, I don't want to do that.
I tried. I was there for the 20 minutes. I was complaining for a lot of them, but I was there.
Gabe, this is like me and you on Hightower.
Oh, stopping fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess we are kind of like these guys. I am the monster.
Except with us, it's just TF2 that...
It's just mini centuries. The stupidest thing.
I don't know what that means.
It's the stupidest fucking thing in the game, and me and Gabe exploit it to the fullest.
We both have a loadout for engineer. That's our fun police loadout.
It's called like, the fun police.
We put the little like police badge on and a cowboy hat and the cowboy boots, and we just go out and stop fun. To try it sometime.
Okay.
All the fun that you stop.
God, Javi plays Javi like scout too. He would his the fun would never even start for him.
Yeah.
It counters scouts hard.
There's something else I know that you did this week, Javi, because I did it too, was that Last of Us DLC.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was real good. Polygon actually, in a very controversial move, rated it higher than they rated The Last of Us.
Well, that's not hard. They rated The Last of Us like a 6.5 or something?
7.5.
7.5,
okay. Yeah, and they actually leaked, or they posted their review too early. They broke embargo. And then Neil Druckmann tweeted, I give Polygon's ability to follow embargoes a 7.5 out of 10.
Well done. Well played. And that's why he's such a good writer.
Yep. That's why he makes all the good wit games. Yep. Shut the fuck up, dog. Like, these aren't even dogs in my building, I don't think. Just like, it could be Johnny for all that.
Crazy Joe Dogan's a sparky.
It might be like a Whole Foods dog or something. That's like real lonely.
What's a Whole Foods dog?
Dogs that get left outside of Whole Foods.
Yeah, people go to Whole Foods and they tie their dog up outside. It's sad.
Okay, I thought it was something much worse.
Aww.
Nom, nom, nom.
That Last of Us DLC, if you were worried about spending the money for it, don't, because it's good. And I did admit to Javi that it is better than Piggy's Perfect 10.
Wow, Gabe, that's high praise coming from you.
I know.
Because Piggy, it's in the name. It's in the name. Perfect 10.
I will add the disclaimer that it's very sweet. But, like, if you're not into The Last of Us in the first place, then whatever.
Yeah, it's not going to make you like The Last of Us if you don't like The Last of Us. It doesn't, like, change the gameplay, really, except for, like, one.
It has some cool, like, experimental shit.
Yeah, yeah. But we
that you wouldn't expect. That. Yeah.
I'll never forgive them for never giving me a Sully DLC.
Don't forget to link your Facebook account so we can see all them.
All cool that diddly all that treasure.
Yeah, Javi accidentally posted about finding a fucking treasure. That is so stupid in Uncharted 3. Every time you get another treasure that you've already gotten, it's like, hey, you want to post about this?
That's almost as stupid as tying your franchise to Subway sandwiches.
Sometimes you're just really hungry for adventure.
Yeah.
You have a taste for it.
You gotta get a taste for adventure.
Can you imagine if, like, The Last of Us did that?
Maybe they should have tied their business to REI. No one knows what REI is unless they've been there.
I have one down the street. It's huge.
If I know, and there's dog shit everywhere on it.
If you live around me and Javi, and someone has to ask you for directions, those directions will always be towards REI.
Yep.
No one's asked me directions for any other place. Just always REI.
Yep.
Where's the REI? Just follow the giant fucking mountain climbing tower. Idiot.
The mountain of dog shit.
Yeah. Keep driving until you smell dog shit and follow that scent. Follow your nose.
Bring your dog. They're probably pretty good at following it.
Yeah. They'll probably shit everywhere, too. Yeah. That's why there's so much shit. It's an exponential amount of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And how?
Well,
I don't know if there's any more news to talk about.
Listen, so,
are there questions?
Oh, there may be.
I have one.
Where's my phone? What'd you guys do with my phone while I'm sitting on it?
I have one.
I have one.
I have quish.
I have quished. Oh, I have two.
Oh.
Corey Milne asks, would you be comfortable playing a World War II shooter from the German point of view?
Yeah, sure, I think so. I mean, we already have, what are they, RTSs that you can play as the Germans.
Only if it's the beginning of World War II, where they just roll through all the surrounding countries.
It's literally just a blitzkrieg.
Yeah,
just... And then the game ends.
Too soon. Yeah.
But seriously, we do have RTSs that you can play from the Germans, and the average rank and file German soldier wasn't too much different from your average rank and file. Oh, I'm not going to complete that. That'll be controversial.
Because
people can't accept that.
Well, this is actually relevant since I just finished playing Spec Ops and you're just slaughtering American troops the whole game.
Spoilers.
No, it's not a spoiler. You know they're American from the get-go, but your character justifies it by saying they're gonna kill us if we don't kill them first. So, I don't know if as long as it's kind of intelligent about it.
Yeah, not just actionly schlock. Which I think a World War II shooter needs to be more than action-y schlock these days, just because look at the 90s, we had so much of that.
Mm-hmm.
That was Call of Duty.
It is shaky ground, though. Like, if you're playing as a Nazi, what does that mean? You know, like, if it's glorifying that regime, then that could be... Really
that could be kind of
untasteful.
You'd have to present it from the angle of the people who joined that cause. Yeah. Like they thought they were,
sure.
I don't know, doing the right thing.
Or
I guess
maybe you could play as if it were to happen. I bet it'd be like you're a guy that starts feeling a little iffy about being a Nazi, and then you start fighting the Nazis.
Kind of a Schindler's List shooter.
Yeah, well, you're Liam Neeson as Schindler's List.
You did play in Call of Duty 2, you played as the Russians, and...
But it was when they were good.
Let's be honest, the Russians were never very good.
How dare you? Especially at hockey over the weekend.
Oh!
Take that,
what
Russia!
Yeah, you know what, Russia? That is a good point, Dylan. Like, as long as it's from the perspective of an individual, like a
you're
guy
a rank and file
kind of
soldier.
Well, you're a guy that's caught in the middle of it. You just happen to be, you know, part of that. You're from that country, you know.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, yeah, in Call of Duty 2, I think when you're the Russian soldier and you see your allies trying to run away and jumping out of the boat and then their commanding officers shoot on them. That's not saying, yay, Russia, they were the best.
That's fact.
Yeah.
That is historical fact.
And the fact that you're playing as a Russian soldier doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, it's glorifying Russia. It's just saying that you're just
this
kind
is
of
what
there.
Happened.
Yeah.
This so is it, a good perspective to get.
Yeah. So it could be interesting in that sense.
And, sure. Like, even all the spy shit that was happening behind the scenes would be an interesting perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys don't remember The Saboteur?
Fuck you. Fuck you.
That game had such a cool look to it.
Yeah.
And a decent idea. It's just was not in competent hands. It was not great. Yeah. All right, Graham Stewart. Who won Valentine's Day? The Last of Us, Titanfall, House of Cards, or Love? I say Love.
I did. My love of Titanfall.
I would say Bravely Default won for me.
You didn't play
that
it
wasn't
on Valentine's
an option.
Day.
Oh, you're right.
Dylan has played a shit ton of Bravely Default.
I'm still playing it.
Right now.
I'm playing it right now. But I have it on auto battle, and I'm just kind of running around in circles getting XP.
Sweet.
That sounds fun.
See, auto battles are nice because I don't have to think.
Oh, so when they're in Final Fantasy 13, they're a piece of shit.
Sorry, this is an option. and it's an option that doesn't even really tell you about. You know, when everything's optional, everything's awesome.
In Final Fantasy 13, it was optional.
The game? Yes.
Yeah, the game is optional.
Yes, you did not have to play that. That is true.
Graham Stewart also writes, what do you think of David Cage receiving the Legion of Honor?
I thought about bringing that up, but I didn't know if I should.
What'd he get that for?
Okay, so David Cage is getting, like, France's, like, highest, like, artistic honor.
Who else are they going to give it to?
Let's see. Some details. He is getting the National Order of the Legion of Honor for his contribution to the country's video game industry. It's that easy.
his dramatic portrayal of Jodie Holmes' struggle.
Jodie Holmes. You can't see it right now, but my mouth is just slightly open.
Am I is that how this game is?
Yeah. So the entry class into the Legion of Honor requires a minimum of 20 years of public service or 25 years of professional activity, along with eminent merits.
Cage, hold the fucking phone. Mm-hmm. He's been in the game industry that long?
Let's see. He's started his game development career in the early 90s before founding Quantic Dream in 1997.
Jesus, I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, so good for you, dude. But, you know, make better stories.
Is this what it feels like to be, like, Jushin and Surge and all them who like don't like or understand or you know they don't care for Nintendo at all and here we people like me are
this is us with David Cage.
Why don't you get it's awesome and they're like what and then meanwhile we're like fucking David Cage sucks.
David Cage is a fucking asshole.
Well, the thing is
and they're like nah it's good. It's so good. But we're right and they're wrong.
That's the thing though. Like
what did he do?
How can they be right at the same
Beyond
time?
Beyond Two Souls
that I am.
Is so bad.
Oh, okay.
And
you didn't like
Heavy Rain, so that'll put you on our side.
Heavy Rain was so bad.
Ryan didn't like Heavy Rain, so he'd love Beyond Two Souls. That's how it works.
Yeah, that is how it works.
Ryan,
how does that make sense?
Ryan,
it doesn't, Dylan, but that's how it works.
I hated Indigo Prophecy. I hated Heavy Rain. Am I destined to hate this other game?
No, you're destined to love it.
Yeah. But it's got William Dafoe. That's true.
Mm-hmm. And Jodie Holmes.
I don't fucking care about Jodie Holmes.
I don't think I would like Beyond Two Souls.
Ryan, your biggest complaint with Heavy Rain is just that it's too well told, and that you need something that's shittier.
instead of four different characters, you actually want 26 of the same person, but they're all different characters.
Ah,
this sounds fucking awful.
Sounds terrible.
That sounds fucking awful.
You want to have a cohesive idea of what's going on? Fuck you. You can't.
The melodrama.
The slightly open mouths.
The writing.
I think that game can be summed up pretty well in a video post on Instagram that Harris made while we were playing that game. Where we were having so much fun just laughing at how terrible it was.
The president and his government have been assassinated.
Seriously?
That's a direct quote.
You killed the democratically elected president?
your guys aren't joking.
No.
Nope.
I think that's more of them not understanding, like, how people talk. Like, the first time they fucked it up by getting the French actors to do the voices, and this time they just
got the French writers to write
it. Yeah, they wrote it real dumb.
The thing is, they never explain why you do it. You just
the democratically elected like why did they need to put that in there?
You punch the president?
This is going to be like kind of spoilery for Beyond Two Souls. You're welcome. You get told to go do this for the army. Here's like your mission. So you go do it. It's this long fucking stupid quote unquote stealthy part of the game that sucks, and you go through the whole damn thing, and then you get to the end, and you fucking slaughter those motherfuckers, and then you get onto your helicopter, and go home, and there's a TV on the helicopter that says, this African president was actually killed.
And his government.
And then Jody Holmes is just like, what? And then the guy who, you know, told her to go do it is just like, it needed to be done. But why? He was like the freedom fighter dude. Why? And then Jody Holmes saying that. And then the guy's just like, it needed to be done. And then she jumps out of the helicopter.
Is that William Dafoe that says that?
No, it's fucking stupid ass eye patch bitch.
His name's Ryan, isn't it?
I don't know. But it's the guy that no matter how hard you fucking try to tell him, no, I don't love you, he keeps coming back. And at the end of the game, you love him.
The game.
It's like Harry and the Hendersons.
Except not at all.
The game gives you the option to turn him down every single time, right? You can treat him like shit. You can say, no, it's never going to happen between us. But then at the end of the game, you can choose to die. And if you die, the prologue, or is it prologue? Or epilogue. has her saying, I will never see the ones I love again, and it shows him looking at your picture. And it's like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, you turn this guy down every step you could, and the game...
She was just playing hard to get, man.
Yeah. Man, that sounds like some BioWare level of choices.
Not even a little bit.
At least BioWare lets you just go, I want that one.
At least when you say no in BioWare, it says no.
Yeah.
Like, it says no at the end of the game. Like, fuck.
And then it shows the future where there's a little girl that's fighting the Terminators.
Oh my god.
Wait, what?
Yeah. What?
What?
That's exactly right. What?
Because the spirits are coming.
My head is against my microphone right now.
What spirits?
The Idens.
What?
Iden.
What?
The Idis?
You mean?
The Idis? Oh no.
I don't even get. Oh, the Navajo.
What? Part.
I don't know if there is a least enjoyable part of this entire generation than the Navajo chapter of that game.
What?
It's so bad. But
it sounds terrible. I hate...
You should check it out if you have someone that you know will like it as little as you do. And then that game is going to be funny as hell. It's going to be awesome.
But it's all about that ending where you're going to fight the ghosts. And it's the apocalypse. And you look like Dirty Harry.
Wait. What?
Can we just call this podcast? Wait, what? What's the name of this podcast?
Are they zombie ghosts?
They're ghosts. Ghosts.
Yeah. And they're angry.
It's funny. It's not just me making that comparison. Google Beyond Two Souls Terminator, and these are the images that come up.
Like, I have to see this. Stupid. Max res default. Wait, what?
So stupid.
The game is like...
People really like it, and I am sad.
People are stupid then. Because that looks like shit. Looks like dog shit.
Like, I've said, like, I appreciate...
I've handled dog shit.
I appreciate what David Cage tries to do. You know, telling, like, the interactive narrative. You know, that's an interesting idea. But, you know, do it well. Do it betterer.
It's like someone trying really hard to jump over a 10-foot fence and just hitting their face on the fence every time. And you're like, it's really nice that you're trying that, but you're not doing it. You're doing it really bad. Jump over the fence. Idiot. People are like, I like the fence jump.
But then, you know, if you run into the fence enough times, you get a fucking award from France.
Well, France sounds like fans.
So there you go, Graham Stewart. That's what we think of David Cage getting the award.
Well, you know what? I'm impressed that France cared that a video game was created in their country. So good for that, I guess. That's a good sign.
Something has got to get done, man.
I like seeing unusual countries having game developers. So, like, the Castlevania Lords of Shadows games are made in Spain, of all places. That's so weird. So good for that, I guess.
Yeah. Way to go. Just, you know, now that you have this award, make things that, you know, deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
You fucking asshole.
You fucking assholes.
Alright. Is that all those questions? Because I got a couple over here.
Javi?
Anyone?
Oh, no, I don't. I do not.
No more questions over there? Okay. Well then, I have two over here. Michael Burris asks, how will Titanfall change the FPS genre? And none of y'all have played it. And I'm not... I don't know that it'll really change it. I mean, it introduces some really cool stuff. And I think you're going to see some cool stuff down the road when people start... Like, when you start getting, like, teams of people together, and I can see people, like, timing, calling in their Titans so that, like, you've got a whole team at once. Because, like, right now it's just kind of like, you know, me and Fozzie would kind of do that a little bit. But the rest of your team, I mean, you just call it in when it shows up, you know? But I can see, like, people trying to, like, strategize and plan, like, making pushes with the Titans. Like, all right, you know, we're close to winning, or maybe we're down a little bit, everyone hold off and then call them all in at once and try and rout your opponent that way, you know? But, I don't know. I mean, I don't know that it's going to make huge changes in, I mean, the first-person shooter is what it is. But it is... it's like playing two first-person shooters at once, kind of, when you're playing
it. It's important to note that the first-person shooter genre is what it is because of this developer. I mean... Respawn was the old Infinity Ward for the most part.
At least what it is today. Like,
But
yeah.
COD 4 changed everything. Like, COD 4 affected every multiplayer.
Let's play it right now. I love Call of Duty 4. Let's play it right now. Make sure we play it on Xbox 360, though, because all those fucked up servers are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And how.
But I don't know. Like I said, I don't know that it's going to make any big changes. But I think it does definitely add a new cool element to it. And I don't know. I guess we'll see how it turns out.
What Ryan's trying to say is that he really likes that there's mechs in it.
I do. I do really like that.
And and in the future of the FPS genre, we just need more mechs.
Yes.
Why not just be mechs from the get-go?
It's just going to be all mechs all the time.
But what, I mean, you can't see yourself in a first-person shooter, so what if you are actually a robot?
All the time? You can just pretend you are.
What if they had super titans where the titans could get into them?
That's the next step.
You know, there's
Super Titanfall.
There's actually an anime where that happens.
Of course.
And then they end up being as big as a galaxy. And you laugh, but it's so cool.
Sounds plausible.
And then they throw galaxies at each other. But trust me, it's good.
Mm-hmm. All right, and I do have one more question from Tyroot, friend of the show Tyroot. He asks, better chance of happening, Texas winning the Big 12 this year or the Xbox One outselling the PS4 in March? I think I'm going to have to pick Texas on that one because I don't know. I guess Xbox is narrowing the gap, but...
I have no idea about the first one, but I know the incredible unlikelihood of the second option, so I'm going to go with Texas.
Yeah, that's how I'm feeling, even though... Oh, Texas got a new coach. You know, they didn't get the greatest recruiting class, but it's been proven that you don't have to have the best to win a lot with recruiting. So I'm going to have to go with Texas winning the Big 12 over the Xbox One outselling the PS4.
The University of Utah is going to win the console war.
I believe our division got upgraded.
See?
Mm.
Next-gen. Next-gen football.
Oh, it's that next-gen 720p to 1080p.
1080.
Upscaling.
Yeah, we do 1080p unlike the Xbox One.
60 frames per football.
Ryan, you know more about...
The PS4 does what the X won't.
Ryan, you know more about college stuff than I do. Didn't U of U get upgraded?
The Utes? Well, I think I know that some teams went to the Big East, and then I think they changed the name of the Big East, and then I think that conference is no longer going to be a BCS conference. Like, after these teams went over there specifically because it was a BCS conference, they immediately lost their BCS status.
Damn.
Yeah. So, I don't know if that if they were part of that, but yeah, I'm not sure. I don't remember what the Utes did.
Yeah. Well,
me neither.
I've got a few from Justin. So, well, the first one's not a question. He just says, I don't care for Nintendo, but he recognizes their importance. So, way to go. You know, you better recognize.
Congratulations. He does.
Yeah.
He does. He said
everyone who didn't own a Super Nintendo in their house growing up is no friend I want to know.
I don't care for Beyond Two Souls, but I recognize it sucks.
One of the Justin didn't like Beyond Two Souls, right?
I don't know. Who knows?
I thought that might be what you were alluding at, but I don't remember Justin being on being gung ho about Beyond Two Souls. If you were, shame on you, sir. And then he asked, "What happened to the comics?"
He's a loose cannon.
And they went up your butt. That's where they went. Comics went up your butt.
They went. The comic book went up Gabe's butt.
Ah, that's where it went. There's my talent.
I've been looking for that.
Yeah.
Gabe's butt.
Good luck finding it.
It's big.
I got a big booty for you to serve. Oh, yeah. But Javi has been drawing.
I wish
stuff.
We could dig up the Yearbook Man podcast to make a comic out of that.
Oh, and that's the one that got lost.
Yeah,
that's the Dr. Yearbook.
Dr.
Yearbook, that's right.
Fuck.
Oh, man, the lost episode.
God damn it. And what sucks is that it's never coming out because the files are dead.
Yep.
I think was that the episode where my file got. It was probably my file. Yeah.
Yes.
Way to go, dickhead.
Yeah.
Hey, dickhead!
My head doesn't have a dick.
Grumpy old men, anybody?
I've seen that movie.
That might actually be grumpier old men that I just quoted, but... God damn, those movies were great. Anyway. I guess, is that it? Are we done?
We done.
All right. Well, then, I guess if you want to find us, go to GameOverNation.com. Check us out there. Go to our Facebook page and give us a like. It's Facebook.com/GameOverNation. Hey, Javi, are we losing likes as much as we are followers on Twitter?
Isn't that just Javi that's losing followers on Twitter?
That was just, I'm losing followers.
Yeah. Oh, no one cares about that.
If you'd like to bump up my followers... Follow at Javi.
Very mentally unstable when it comes to Twitter.
That's me.
This is what happens when he opens his mouth.
Mm-hmm. He keeps running his mouth.
Well, if you'd like to find our website on Twitter, it's at Game Over Nation. So go check us out there. Give us a follow for all the latest times to send in a question, I guess. It's really what it's used for. So anyway, yeah, that's where you can find us. So I guess with that, we out.
We out.
We out.
See you guys
next
time. Bye.
Bye.